the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Acquiring a new language develops an appreciation for other cultures. Even if you never travel there or have an occasion to use this new language in daily life, you understand more about the people and the way they operate by learning how they communicate. This, then, furthers cultural competency, one of Missouri State's three pillars for public affairs. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Kelly Schlender, coordinator of the Foreign Language Institute. It is a partnership between Missouri State University and Baptist Bible College, Drury University, Ozarks Technical Community College, Evangel University, and Southwest Baptist University. She explains.
Students from all of those universities can take our courses at the Foreign Language Institute. It opened up opportunities for them to get to take Arabic, Chinese, German, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, and Russian courses, which typically a lot of universities don't have the opportunity to offer. So we created this partnership and have been going strong for about 5 years now.
These classes can be taken for credit and are available in the evenings as well, to make them more accessible to working professionals and students. Schlender talks about another need they are fulfilling.
We also have courses for travelers that we offer every spring second block. So we found a need in the community for business people, travelers, just people that were interested in going to another country to communicate and to learn the basic words and phrases that they would need in order to navigate that country successfully. So we offer those courses every spring.
But this summer, the Foreign Language Institute will be offering language camps for children. Schlender tells us why she believes language acquisition is sometimes easier at an earlier stage.
It tends to be easier for children to learn a foreign language because the habits of pronunciation and grammar of their first language are less deeply ingrained, and so it's easier for them to overcome what they're used to and adopt a second language or even a third language. But that doesn't mean that adults also can't learn a language. It's just sometimes more difficult for them to overcome their first language to let a second one come on in.
Finding enthralling and enriching activities for preteens can be difficult during the summer. You don't want them to spend the entire summer sitting in front of the television or spacing out on the internet or playing games. Schlender thinks the summer language and culture camps will not only be educational, but fun, too.
So normally in the summer, the Foreign Language Institute doesn't offer any classes. This summer, and last summer, we decided to try something new. So last summer, we began offering summer camps for children ages 10 to 14. And this summer, we're offering even more camps. So the Foreign Language Institute will be offering camps for children ages 10 to 14 in Chinese, French 1 and 2, German, Japanese, and Spanish. And each camp is 1 week long, Monday through Thursday, from 9 to 3. So students can learn for 6 hours a day, and it's not just language focused, it's also culture focused. So students will be doing art projects, possibly dancing, drawing characters, maybe drawing cartoons. Every language has their own specific culture that allows for an interesting class when you're teaching culture. And the summer camps for children also have scholarships available. The normal cost for summer camps for children is $75, and if people qualify for the scholarships, that price is reduced by 50%.
The summer language and culture camps will run through July. Registration deadline is set for June 8th. For more information, visit fli.missouristate.edu or call 417-836-5497. That was Kelly Schlender, coordinator for the Foreign Language Institute. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.